Jeremy Elborn from Arts Place once again joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I am very well, Rob. Thanks for having me.
I've heard a lot of positive comments about, you know, the outside facade of the Arts Place building, the former library building. It's looking very sleek and modern. How's it coming along on the inside?
It's going really well. I think last time I was here, I was talking about our summer camps, and we've had them running for the last 3 weeks, and it's been absolutely fantastic to have people inside and so much life and creation happening in there, which has been fantastic. It's a new building, so there's a lot of little things. You know, the first day we plugged the pottery wheels into the wrong place, so blew all the fuses, but but it's all coming along great, and we're really excited for our fall programming.
That's awesome. And not only that, but the big Arts Place opening weekend you're planning for Alberta Culture Days over September 25th to 27th.
First off, we launch our fall programming on Monday morning, so everything will be up on our website. Tons of programs for everything from kids through adults, families, movies, of course, new movie theater in town. But yeah, the big weekend is September 25th to the 27th. Grand opening. We're having our Creative Combat, which is happening on the Friday night. And then the whole weekend is going to be chock-a-block full of stuff, including, of course, the Mountain FM storytelling contest as part of the campfire.
So the storytelling contest, I mean, where did this idea come from?
I mean, I think it's been something that's been around forever, as of campfires as well, too. So I think, you know, everyone loves to tell stories, and that's what art is all about, right? It's all about telling your story, who you are, communicating it with the world. We wanted this to be very much about the community, and what's more Canmore than telling stories? Everybody has a story. Everybody comes from somewhere. Everybody has experiences here in Canmore, and that's what this storytelling contest is all about. It's really about getting out there and telling us about who you are.
It's a pretty broad, you know, tell us a story. Where can people start? How can people maybe focus some ideas?
Think about what your Canmore story is. Think about why you came here, what it is about this fantastic town that you love so much. Start with that, but tell something personal. Where are you in your life? What got you to where you are? It doesn't have to be anything that you have to write out 200 pages for. We're just looking for people to get out there and have some fun. Let the world know who you are.
3 to 5 minutes. I mean, maybe it sounds intimidating, but it's actually not that long once you actually compile, you know, a beginning, middle, of an end of a story, is it?
No, and exactly that. You know, don't think of a story as being a work of fiction either. This doesn't have to be made up. Great example. If you're looking for inspiration, go to The Moth. Great podcast. Mm. And this is kind of where the whole storytelling thing came from. It's just about people getting up on stage and talking about themselves.
Offering up a little incentive for some storytellers as well, aren't you?
What's better than cash? So the first prize winner gets $250 plus a free Arts Place membership, which is going to get you 15% off everything that we do at Arts Place. And there's two $100 second prizes as well, too. And of course, you get to tell your story at the campfire, which is going to be a fantastic experience.
Check out all the details. We've got the storytelling contest information posted at mountainfm.ca. For everything else, Arts Place, artsplacecanmore.com. And we're very much looking forward to it. Just a little over a month away now. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. It's a little scary from our perspective, but it's really exciting. And we think people are going to love Arts Place. So we're looking forward to having the whole community out there.
Awesome. Jeremy Elborn, Arts Place. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob.